Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in again for Scoot in the afternoon on this Lundy Grog, getting you ready for the big day tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. And we had such a great time Friday afternoon, just sharing great Mardi Gras memories, memories like when you look back as a kid. Do you remember the first parade you actually saw, the first parade you actually remember? I know when I was very young, because my mom and my sister, they loved going to Mardi Gras parades. So I know they dragged me along. But probably the first one I remember was Okeanis. And I think it was going down St. Claude. And we got there early enough to watch the Mardi Gras Indians, which is just an incredible thing to do if you have not done that. So we're going to ask you to share your Mardi Gras memories. And what I did, I jotted down a whole bunch of questions. And I'm going to throw these out there from time to time. And you can pick one, or you can just simply call and say, I want to talk about Mardi Gras. Now, if you are or were a rider in a parade, what is the best way to get your attention to throws? I mean, do you hold up a baby? Do you hold up a sign? I've actually heard people do such things as they hold up a sign saying they're from out of town, trying to fool the riders. But what do we have to do watching the parade to get your attention? Now, Mardi Gras is called the greatest free show on earth. So again, if you remember, in any of these crews, how much does the ride cost? And I was talking to Newell right before we went on the air here. And I mentioned the fact that with all the crews that go on, you hear all the other crews being talked about. Nothing is ever said about the truck parades. But for a whole bunch of people, the truck parades are the best part of the parades, because it's everyday people who get together and decorate a truck, and they have a tendency to throw more than the regular crews. So if you are a member of one of these truck crews, and they're probably in the truck parades more members than any of the other crews. So if you're going to be in a truck parade this year, whether it's in Jefferson, whether it's Orleans, give us a call. Let us know what truck you're going to be on, and describe a little bit the decorations you have, and how long did it take you to put all that together. Phone number is 260-1870. Got some calls already starting to stack up, so let's take a couple of calls, and then I'll get back to more of the questions I have. Let's go to Bobby calling from Raceland. How are you, Bobby?
Hey, I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you today?
Man, I love talking to anyone from Raceland. That's where my family's from.
Really?
Yes. I am a full-blooded Kunas, absolutely.
No kidding. Who's your family, sir?
Related to the Matherns and the Falgoos. Now, you can't get more Cajun than the Falgoos, right?
God. You're not related to Randy Falgoo.
You know, I think we're all related.
Hey, look, you were talking about the most memorable.
Sure.
It was my mother. Always, man. My mama was 92 years old. And when she was like 81, mm-hmm. she had never been to New Orleans to a carnival parade. So I said, Mama, let's go to one in New Orleans. And she was so excited. And I took her. She chased the floats. You should have seen us chasing the floats, Bob. Mom's gone now.
At what age?
At 81.
Chasing the floats. Wow.
She did. She loved carnival. But mm-hmm. anyway, here's what happens. We chased all afternoon, and I said, Mommy, you're going to have a damn heart attack before it's all over. That night, we had to rush her to the hospital, and she had three bypasses the next day.
Goodness gracious. You were a prophet. My mom loved Mardi Gras too, and she took me all up into the age that I left and moved out of town. But you know, she would always tell me, and that's what got me thinking about these truck parades. Because I was, as a little kid, I'd say, "Ma, I didn't catch anything," and she'd say, "Well, just hold on. When the truck parades come, they're going to throw you a lot." And she loved those truck parades.
Oh yeah, man. And you know, look, Lockport has Apollo. And we pulled it off Saturday. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely awesome. I mean, but all the responders, I told you that the other day when I talked to you, all the responders, police and battery, all the locals, everybody needs to shake a hand of a police officer and tell them thank you very much.
Well, you know, you are right, and it's been said over and over again, no one, absolutely no one can handle a crowd the way the New Orleans Police Department does. No one.
Hey, quick one time, I like I told you the other day, you know, 7 years we marched in Rex from Central Lafourche High School. Mm-hmm. And I remember we got hung up and the parade was stopped. And these cops came out, they were running through the crowds with squirt guns. They were throwing squirt guns. And you know what they do is they keep the crowd, they do just a great job, mm-hmm. a great job. You well, can't say enough about them, Bob. You really can't.
No, you can't, Bobby. I appreciate you phoning in, buddy.
Hey, God bless you, my little brother.
All right.
Hey, when you're in Raceland, I live at 212 Elm Drive. Come see Bobby Hunter.
Well, my aunt, my aunt's house was not that far from, I don't know whether it's still there, the Welcome Inn, is that still there?
Oh, no, sir, that's gone, brother.
What about the Falgo Funeral Home, is that there?
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
Well, my aunt lived about a block from there, so when I go visit, that's where we stay.
Everybody's dying to go there, so it's all good.
All right, Bobby, thank you so much.
God
I like
bless
that.
You, Bob.
All right, let's go to John. John, thank you for calling WWL. How are you? You got a Mardi Gras memory you want to share with us?
Yeah, Bob, I was calling to see if you remember the time that Johnny Weiss caught on fire on Mardi Gras Day right across from Pat O'Brien's. And it shut down the French Quarter for a whole day. Do you remember that?
No, I can't say I do. I really don't remember that.
Well, I was there on Bourbon Street, and my wife and I were walking down Bourbon Street, coming close to St. Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, people started moving, and all of a sudden, a big brown cloud of smoke came around the corner from St. Peter. And it was really dark brown. So we jumped inside of a bar called Fritzell that was right there. And we stayed in there for about 2 or 3 hours. So we ran out of money.
Hmm.
And then we decided to leave. When we walked outside, Bourbon Street was empty. We were the only two people on Bourbon Street. They had people at the doors of the bar trying to get us to come in and send money. But that was the most unreal thing I've ever seen. Mardi Gras Day in the French Quarter, completely empty.
Well, you need a picture of that. That would have been great.
Yeah, well, they had a picture of it hanging in Johnny White's for a while. Of course, he died. I don't know where the picture went. But... The thing about it, everybody in the quarter, all the businesses wanted to sue Johnny Weiss over that. You know, his fire was in the back of his bar to shut down the whole French Quarter.
All right, John, I appreciate you calling. I'm going to go to Gail on the west back. Gail, do you ride in parades?
Yeah, I rode Zulu. I ride Zulu.
All right, now, what does it cost to ride in Zulu from the point of do's and throws?
Well, as a float rider, it depends upon if you're going to ride a character float, or if you're just going to ride a regular float, because character floats are like $1,200 and $1,300.
Okay.
And if you want to ride a regular float, it really depends. It could be $600, $700, $800. It really depends.
And then your throws.
All your throws, the throws from the club, that's included with your costume and the insurance and all that kind of stuff.
So
all that's included, your crew party, all that kind of stuff.
So your total cost is about $1,200 then?
About $1,200, $1,300, depending upon the captain and what the price is at that time, yes.
What about the coconuts?
The coconuts are on you.
Well, what is it? How many coconuts do you prepare? My next-door neighbor is a writer in Zulu, or he was, and he said that, you know, they have meetings and they have to hand-paint all of those coconuts. Is that true? And she accidentally got disconnected. So, anyway, our number is 260-1870. We are putting a call out for writers. If you ride in a parade, we'd like to hear from you because We all say Mardi Gras is the greatest free show on earth. But if you remember, you got dues to pay, you got throws to pay. So how much does it cost you to ride? And I especially want to hear from those of you who ride on the trucks, because there are probably more people riding on trucks than floats. I'd like to know what truck you're going to be on, what your theme is, and who can we yell at. And when you think back, what is some of the fondest Mardi Gras memories you have? And one more thing before we go to the break, do you save your throws? And do any of you still hold on to things? And do you have any type of throw or doubloon that you would today consider an absolute classic? All right, we are going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back with your phone calls at 260-1870. All right, got a bunch of lines open for you as we talk about Mardi Gras today. What else is there to talk about, right? When you think back, what is the earliest parade do you remember going on? And I really would like to talk to people who get the throws. I mean, for a while, I used to save my throws up in the attic. And I had sacks and sacks and sacks of beads, and then finally gave them to someone who was riding that year. Do you hold on to your throws? If you have been to many parades so far this year, who has some of the best throws when it comes to just standing on the street corner, you know, not doing anything creative, not putting one of those buckets up in the air, just trying to catch things? Who makes it easiest for you to get a Mardi Gras throw? You know, those who throw tons, like you'll see sometimes someone throw like a handful of beads and stuff like that. What I don't like is when they throw the packs of beads, because that can knock you on the side of the head. 260-1870, and I would like to get as many calls as possible from riders. If you ride in a parade, what is the best way for us to get your attention to get throws? And Mardi Gras is called the greatest free show on earth. If you are a member of a crew, it's not free to you. How much does the ride cost you? Most of the crews have dues, and you have to buy your own throws. So give us a call. And I'm trying to give a little respect today to some of the people that ride the truck floats. And if you have never been to a truck parade, if you've never stayed after the parade, like, say, Rex, and I'm not sure, I think in the Metairie, I think it follows Argus. I'm not quite sure about that. But if you, these people, the people that ride on the truck parades, really, really, really bust their butt. They get the truck, they have to decorate it. It's normally like a family thing or a neighborhood thing, and it looks like a great day. I've been invited to do that a couple of times and kind of blew it off, but I think I'm going to put that on my bucket list to try to get the whole family on one of these truck, I don't know whether you call them truck floats. That's probably what they are, because some of them have really, really done a great job. So if you are on one of these, give us a call at 260-1870. That way you can give your own crew a shout out. Let's go to Bill in Harvey. Bill, how are you?
Yeah, doing just fine, man.
Now, are you a rider, Bill?
Yes.
All right. So if we're watching, what's the best way to get your attention?
But you wouldn't have much of a chance. But if there's a pretty young lady next to you, a hooter shot would get my attention every damn time.
Now, when you see something like that, do you kind of nudge the other guys and say, "Look, we got a hooter over here," and everybody throws?
Yes, sir.
What parade do you ride in, Bill?
Bacchus.
Bacchus. Okay, take us through this. What does it cost to ride in Bacchus?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, my wife takes care of all that.
Oh, all right. You don't have any idea at all?
$5,000-$6,000, I'm reckoning.
How many?
How she pays my dues and gets my beads and my balloons and all that, and get the limo for the ball, you know.
How many thousand, Bill?
Five or six.
Wow. Now that's for both of y'all?
No. She don't ride. She don't like that.
Oh, okay. So, well, Bill, how long have you been riding in Bacchus?
Just 2 years.
Uh-huh. Well, had that been something you always wanted to do?
Not really. It's all right. So. Well, I've got another call coming in, man. Nice talking to you. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to you, too. All right. Don't want to interfere with your other call. All right. 260-1870. If you ride in a parade, what's the best way to get your attention to get throws? And if you are a member of a crew, how much does the ride cost you when it comes to dues and throws? And I'm trying to give truck floats a good shout-out. It seems to me that whenever I hear people talking about Mardi Gras and crews, they never bring in the truck crew. So if you are riding in one of the trucks, and it's a family thing or a neighborhood thing, give me a call and let me know how do you have your truck decorated, what truck that you're on, and so we can yell at you and, you know, give you a little publicity here. Here's one, a text message. A friend from Denmark came for Mardi Gras and held up a sign. The riders really delivered, and she had a magnificent time. She was amazed. Thank you, Cruz. Here's one. I have been riding for 8 years with a nice smile, original sign, or a great saying, I will throw you a purse. All right. If you scream at me, hit the float, shove your baby in my face. No. So babies don't work. I always thought babies was the easiest way to take and get a throw. Because, you know, you see people put the babies on their shoulder or they have the babies on the ladder. They're being very, very careful with that. I thought that was usually the number one thing. Is there a parade or event that is a must for you every Mardi Gras? Do you have a tradition of going to a particular parade or going to a particular ball? 260-1870, and we just had a text message about someone that had an out-of-town guest in a couple of years back. Do you have any out-of-town guest in for Mardi Gras this year? That is always an absolute treat. When you have someone who comes to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, especially if it's their very, very first time, and they have absolutely no clue what to expect at all. I hate repeating the story because I told this story Friday that we had some friends come in and took them to Endymion and told them how great the floats were going to be and even made the comment because they had been to a Rose Bowl parade. And I said, these floats are going to make the Rose Bowl parade look like little red wagons. Well, when they saw the if you've ever been to Endymion, they have their whatever you call it on, you know, like the maids and dukes and stuff like that. They have that on what they call mini floats. But still, it is a nice size float. And when they saw the mini floats, they said, you're right. This is bigger than the Rose Bowl parades. I said, no. You have not seen the big float yet, especially now. I think they call it the Zephyr float. I think it holds like something like about 200 people. So give us a call at 260-1870. Is there a parade or event that is a must for you every Mardi Gras? And let's just share some good Mardi Gras memories. When you think back, can you remember at what age maybe you saw your first parade where, you know, your mom and dad took you to it or you went with some friends, your first Mardi Gras experience? You can call me at 260-1870. And do you have a game plan for Mardi Gras Day? Do you bring ladders? Do you claim a piece of neutral ground? Do you fire up the grill? What all do you cook? And have you been doing this for a long time? I love talking to people that have traditions, people that every year for Mardi Gras, they do the exact same thing. They go to the exact same place to watch the parades. They do it with the same people, and it's an absolute routine. Some people have friends, and that's the only time they see them on Mardi Gras Day because they wait for that one day to get together and watch the parades. All right, our phone number is 260-1870. You can text me at 870-870. But right now, if you're on hold, please hang with me. I see Gene, who rides in a parade. I want to talk to you after the news on WWL. All right, I'm going to get right to the phones real quick, like, but I want to remind everyone today on Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick, who were the winners and the losers at the NFL Combine. We'll talk radio.com, NFL listener Ross Tucker, plus a look back at LSU baseball's weekend at Texas. How did the Tigers fare in the first road trip of the season? Then at 7 p.m. inside LSU basketball on the WWL Will Wade Show. All right. One of the things we are asking today is if you ride, what's the cost? I mean, we call it the greatest free show on earth, but it's not free to the people that ride. So if you ride, give me a call at 260-1870 and let me know how much money do you spend. We're going to go to Gene. Gene, thank you for calling WWL. How are you today?
Hey, Bob, trying to recover after a long 4 days in the city. It was been a great time so far.
Did you ride?
Back in North Louisiana.
Did you ride last night?
Actually rode in Endymion on Saturday night. My wife and I do Morpheus on Friday night.
Woo!
So we have a great time. Yeah, it makes for a long weekend.
Give us a clue on how much money you have to spend.
Well, we step out a little bit because we make it a big deal with a lot of our friends. We had 24 rooms I booked at the Sheraton, so we had 60-something people that come with us almost yearly just to enjoy Mardi Gras. But the parades are relative, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Morpheus is, I think, a very affordable and a great crew, and we probably spend maybe $1,500 in throws, and I do a little bit more than that for Endymion, but you know, there's a lot of other costs involved, just booking hotels for 4 days and eating like a horse for 4 days and drinking like you know what for 4 days. So it makes for a good time.
What about dues? What do dues cost you, say, for Endymion?
Well, Endymion runs us a little over a grand, right about 1,100. We're always up on one of the tidal floats, so we're blessed to kind of be in the front every year. And, you know, it's a great time. We put together coronation ball, as you guys know, early in January. So for us out-of-towners to come in, it's a little bit more expensive, but it's something I grew up doing. My mom and dad took me to Mardi Gras when I was a little one. And I've done it. I think I've been in Endymion 23 years straight, and we've been doing Morpheus for the last few.
Gene, give me an average. How many people fly into New Orleans just to ride on the floats that are, you know, that are not native New Orleanians, people that fly in from some other city?
Bob, it's a big number. I'm sure you've heard. I mean, I know we've got guys on our floats that come just literally on our float night that are coming from Los Angeles, North Carolina, Tennessee. You know, they drive in from everywhere. So it's a great time. It's a great time for all of us to get together and enjoy Mardi Gras. So
Gene,
what it's all about.
One more question. What is the best way to get your attention to get you to throw me something?
Well, I heard one of your other callers earlier make a funny comment about you. But you know what? When I'm on this thing, and I've been doing it for such a long time, I honestly look for young kids who to throw stuffed animals to. And I look for some of the older generation who I know are on parade route, who are there because they appreciate what it is, Mardi Gras. And so I try to pick them out and not, you know, some of the crazy people and so on and so forth, because I know how hard everybody wants to catch a bead. So I kind of go out of my way looking for folks that are there because they just love everything about it.
Well, I got to ask you this question. What about women who flash you? Do they automatically get beads for a flash?
You know, I'd probably say they do, but I'll also say this. The last 4 or 5 years, that's been curved down a little bit.
So it's toned down a little bit, you think?
A lot in the late 90s, I really do. And maybe it's on Endymion being on the, you know, the family route coming uptown the way we do. I mean, from City Park.
Gotcha. All right, Gene, I appreciate you phoning in. Our phone number is 260-1870. If you're a rider, how about giving us a call and let us know what does it cost to ride? It's not the greatest. I mean, it's free for us, but it's not free for the riders. And I'm still waiting for some of you who ride trucks. I want to know what does it take to ride in a truck parade? How much time do you spend on it? How much money do you spend on it? And when you think back, what is your earliest memory of Mardi Gras? What's the best part of Mardi Gras for you? We're talking Mardi Gras all afternoon. A bunch of lines are open. I think less people are on the road today, so it won't be as hard to get in as it normally is. You can call me and pretty much get right in at 260-1870. Coming right back on WWL. And I'll get to the phones in just a real quick minute. Let me just read one of these text messages. Hey, Bob, enjoying the show. I ride it in Demian. It cost me $5,000 for my throws. Goodness gracious. Woo! I rode in the crew of Iris for the first time and looking forward to doing it again next year. Dues are $500. Spent about another $500 on throws. Personally decorated 40 sunglasses. Best way to get my attention were the signs that some people held up and make sure it's good and creative. Let's go to Randy. Randy, you are in the truck parades, is that right?
You know, Bob, I rode and towed yesterday, and they took all the bands out of the parade. So it was like riding in the truck parade. It was just float after float after float.
Uh-huh.
And thank God it was like that, because right when we turned on Canal Street yesterday, the weather changed, and we got wet getting off the float going back to our truck to go home yesterday, and it was pretty nasty. But I've ridden in Endymion before, and I would be honest with you, Endymion, if it lights up, some of those beads are $5 a pair, so it's nothing to spend $3,000-$4,000 on throws in Endymion.
Goodness gracious. Now,
I probably spent about $2,000 yesterday in Toth, because you don't have to buy the light-up beads for Toth.
Okay, you know, so if I'm in the crowd and I'm yelling, "Throw me something, mister," what is the best way to get your attention to get some beads?
Bob, I ride with a lot of stuffed animals and stuff, mm-hmm. and I bring a lot of tigers. I'm a big LSU fan, and if I see you got an LSU shirt on something like that, and you got a kid in the ladder, you're getting a tiger.
Well, that's me. I wear my LSU shirts all of the time.
Have a good day.
All right, Randy, thank you so much. Now you see, wear an LSU shirt, might get you some throws. We're going to go to Bill and Marrero. Bill, thank you for calling WWL. What parade?
Hey,
what parade do you ride in, Bill?
I'm kind of like a bit of a strange animal here. I'm the proud owner of a 1973 Volkswagen convertible.
Wow!
And I associate with a group called the New Orleans Air Coolers.
Mm-hmm.
And you may remember they changed the laws a while back, where each parade is required to have so many groups attend, otherwise they can't have it. And because we have 30 to 40 people and can field 15 to 20 old Volkswagens at the same time, we often get invited to participate as a group in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I participated in the Lockport parade, the Apollo, and I was kind of laughing to myself when the gentleman from Lockport called. It is always a very pleasant parade. The people there are nothing but kind. There are also some of our people that participate in the Mandeville parade. And I was in the Metairie Parade, Little Rascal, this year. So basically, they asked us. There's no fees. Just the fact that we have our old cars and we're willing to participate. We'll buy our own throws. I'll average under $200. I switched from carrying beads to carrying candy for the simple reason that, number one, the candy is cheaper. And number two, when you're in a small car, you don't have a lot of carrying space for huge boxes and boxes of beads. Beads get tangled. It's a mess. But I have yet to see anybody who will reject a nice bubble gum or a nice little dum-dum candy. It's nothing but smiles. We try to do it every year, at least two or three. I have participated in the Thibodeau Mardi Gras Parade. We have a great group, and we like to go. If you want to know anything about us, just look up on New Orleans Air Coolers on Facebook. We even have people who like Volkswagens. They don't have one themselves, and they'll come and participate with us. And just anybody who's a good-hearted person, you're welcome to come.
You know, Bill, you mentioned the Little Rascals Parade. I remember when it was nothing more than a neighborhood parade with little wagons and kids that would go up Academy. They have really increased that parade.
It's huge. That's the hardest one. That I don't want to run out of throws by the time I get to the end of the parade, and it's really difficult. I concentrate on children mostly because I am throwing candy,
mm-hmm.
and it's really hard to throw one or two when there's five or six kids in an area. So we try to hold out, but inevitably we always run out.
All right, Bill. Thank you for phoning in, and if you're on hold like Johnny and Gail, stay with me. We will take a break, and I promise I'll get right to you when I come back on WWL. And we got a bunch of phone lines open this morning, and we're just sitting back talking about Mardi Gras nibbling on some king cake and sharing some great Mardi Gras memories, some of the first things you remember, maybe the first Mardi Gras you remember actually going to as a kid. We're going to go to Gail on the West Bank right now. Gail. Hey, Gail, what's going on?
Gail, I was talking to you about Zulu and we kept getting cut off.
Mm-hmm.
I think my fondest memory is the Pegasus Parade rolling on Elysian Fields Avenue. I remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my cry in the French Quarter. You know, that's when it was really fun, when it was in the French Quarter, when they used to roll down the French Quarter.
Yeah, and then they decided it was a fire hazard and stopped it. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was, you know, but I remember, like I said, I remember Pegasus rolling on Elysian Fields Avenue and the parades rolling on St. Claude and all that kind of stuff. And we would walk from home to the parade.
Sure.
Everybody in groups and stuff like that. You know, we didn't have the problems that we got today, you know, and your parents trusted you going to the parades and coming right back home.
Well, you know, Gail, I was sitting here thinking about traditions that we don't have anymore. First of all, it used to be a tradition that everybody wore a mask. Everybody wore a costume, and now that's starting to slack off.
The only time you see that is if you're going down deep in the French Quarter mm-hmm. on Bourbon Street, but there's so many people, you know, so you can't fight all of that.
But you know,
and a lot of us are getting away from it now.
And you are true, right, when you say, because we did the same thing. People would walk for blocks and blocks and blocks. You know, I lived by the Elysian Fields overpass, and my mom and the kids and stuff like that, we would walk all the way to, well, we'd walk to St. Claude, then we'd walk down to Canal Street. You walked everywhere and didn't think anything about it, and you didn't have to worry about your children being safe.
No, you didn't. You walk, and then you didn't realize how far you walked.
Right.
We would walk all the way to Canal Street, like you say, and walk all the way back to Elysian Fields.
That's when you discovered just how far you walked on the way back. You were so tired, you know. So.
And then when y'all walked all the way to Canal Street.
Yeah. That's it.
We did.
So,
you know, and we had a great time, you know, but like I said, you know, we got cut off. But riding Zulu, you wanted to know how did you grab somebody if somebody wanted something off the boat.
What made in Zulu, what prompts you to give someone a coconut?
Say it again?
Do you give coconuts only to people you know, or what prompts you to finally decide to bestow a coconut on someone?
No. See, the whole thing of it is, you know, they want that coconut, especially a tourist.
Right.
Because they're not used to this type of thing. Sometimes they would show me that they're from out of town mm-hmm. or something like that. You know, but basically, if I have, I have 3 or 4 sacks, so it's nothing for me to give away. But I usually give it to somebody, the elderly or somebody, you know, or a kid that really wants a coconut or something like that. That's how I do.
All right.
You know, and we can't throw it, so you have to hand it to them, you know. But that, if you grab my attention, I'll give you a coconut. Give you one.
So now that I'm becoming elderly, I can get a coconut. Gail, before you answer that, am I right? I seem to remember one time that you could throw the coconuts, and then they stopped allowing you to do that. Is that correct?
Yeah, because this is an insurance thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an insurance thing. And, you know, you don't realize the force of throwing that thing at part, you don't know the force of it, and if it's windy or something, it hits somebody in their head or something, so it's more safe for that. If somebody walks and says, give me a coconut, oh my coconut, oh my coconut. I'll just go ahead and get it.
Well, Gail, I mentioned this Friday, and I'm going to have to go to news, so I'm going to ask Bill. Bill, please hold on until after the top of the hour. But I mentioned this Friday. I had a friend who come in for Mardi Gras. She came in with a friend of mine, a lady friend, and her first Mardi Gras, first parade she saw was Zulu, and she got a coconut. Man, was she just enthused. Well, Gail,
and I know when she comes on the plane, and they wanted to buy it from her.
All right. Gail, I thank you for – I've enjoyed the conversation. I've got to go to news next, and I will talk to you later, all right?
You. All right.
Happy Mardi Gras. Bills, stay with me. We have some call lines open. So if you want to phone in and reflect your favorite Mardi Gras memory or maybe one of the first parades, and I'm still looking for you guys who ride in trucks, so I can give you a couple of shout-outs. You can call during the news, and Tim will get you set up to go on the air with me right after the top of the hour on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.